USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are introducing a new round of coronavirus legislation costing more than $3 trillion, and it would provide a historic level of federal aid to those hurt by the pandemic. The nation's top government infectious disease expert is warning states not to reopen from the pandemic too quickly. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Dr. Anthony Fauci testifying in a video conference call to a Senate hearing, saying that he believes a second wave of coronavirus in the U.S. is entirely conceivable and possible this fall.
Depending on the dynamics of an outbreak in a particular region, state, city, or area, that would really determine the speed and the pace with which one does re-enter or reopen.
Fauci saying the U.S. is headed in the right direction on the coronavirus.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says former President Barack Obama should have held back in criticizing President Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. McConnell appearing online during a Trump online campaign event.
I think President Obama should have kept his mouth shut. You know, we know he doesn't like much this administration is doing. That's understandable. But I think it's a little bit classless, frankly, to critique an administration that comes after you. You had your shot. You were there for 8 years. I think the tradition that the Bushes set up of not critiquing the president who comes after you is a good tradition.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's support among women is declining amid allegations of sexual assault and harassment. According to a newly released survey from Morning Consult, Biden's favorability among women fell more than 6 points since mid-April, with only 44 viewing him favorably. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The hot topic of schools slowly and safely reopening took center stage during the Senate hearing today with Dr. Anthony Fauci. Some states, including Arizona, are talking about opening their schools in July. Regarding schools opening, former Education Secretary Arne Duncan tells Fox News,
"That's the goal, and I always say, when I ran Chicago Public Schools for 7.5 years, we never missed a day of school. We never had a snow day. We never had a strike, not just educationally, but to feed kids, to have a safe place. That was so important to me. But this is obviously about life and death now. So I hate having schools close, but it's the only safe and responsible thing to do. As we're able to test, as we're able to trace, as we're able to isolate those who are sick, that will enable us to start to open up schools. But we don't yet know when that time is going to be. I was hoping we could have a big summer school, get lots of kids back, get parents back to work, get teachers back working. I'm not sure if that's going to be possible."
The California Department of Fish and Wildlife is investigating what species of shark killed a 26-year-old man over the weekend near Santa Cruz. Department spokesman Captain Patrick Foy says tests are being done in the lab in Sacramento.
"We have not determined the shark's species as of yet. The only role that our department is playing in this particular investigation is to try to identify the species of the shark based upon DNA analysis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.